Awakening and Curiosity, Progressing in Christ. Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Matthew chapter 16, verse 16. An awakening is a moment of spiritual alertness, an opening of the eyes and heart in a way not experienced before. For some, especially those called out of the world and away from sinful living, the contrast between slumber and awakening is unmistakable. Yet, even those raised in loving Christian homes can often remember a moment when God stirred their hearts and filled them with a new love for spiritual things. Peter offers a compelling picture of this process. Raised under the law covenant and later transformed by Christ, his life reveals what a true spiritual awakening looks like. Gradual, God-led, and ultimately life-changing. Peter's loyalty. One reason God could lead Peter into a true spiritual awakening was the depth of his loyalty. From the earliest days of discipleship, Peter showed a willingness to trust Jesus, even when he did not understand. On one occasion, after a fruitless night of fishing, Jesus told Peter to let down the nets again. Despite the unlikely prospect of a catch, Peter obeyed. Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. That simple act of loyal obedience opened the door to wonder as the nets overflowed, setting a pattern that would shape Peter's walk with Christ. This miracle for Peter speaks to us as well. God does not demand blind faith, yet he sometimes calls us to obey when his reasons are hidden. In those moments, the conviction of our faith to follow God's leading should compel us to follow, even if the path ahead is veiled. Learning divine power. Peter's loyalty was only the beginning of his spiritual awakening. While his loyalty led him to follow Jesus, the miracle of the catch of fish revealed to him the divine power that Jesus had the authority to command. This power was soon shown in both public displays and deeply personal moments that touched Peter's own life. Divine power in Peter's home. In another powerful moment, Jesus entered Peter's house and found his mother-in-law suffering from a severe fever. At their request, he rebuked the illness, and she was immediately restored. Luke chapter 4, verses 38 and 39. In this quiet, private moment, far from crowds or attention, Peter was given the gift of seeing that Jesus' authority was not reserved for grand signs. Christ cared for individuals, including Peter's own family. This act of mercy must have shown Peter that he was not merely one disciple among many, but personally known and loved by Jesus. Divine power in the crowd. A woman suffering from 12 years of hemorrhaging pressed through the crowd to touch the hem of Jesus' garment. Her faith, though silent, was instantly rewarded with healing. When Jesus called her forward, she confessed in fear, but he comforted her, affirmed her faith, and sent her away in peace. Mark chapter 5, verses 22 through 34. Even surrounded by multitudes, Jesus noticed the individual. This was another precious moment where Peter witnessed the divine power of Jesus on a personal level. Authority given the disciples. Peter learned that divine power was personal through his participation. Mark chapter 3, verses 13 through 16, and Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. Jesus entrusted the disciples with ability to heal, cast out demons, and preach. Experiencing God's power working through their obedience deepened Peter's understanding of Christ in ways that seeing miracles alone never could. Learning mission and purpose. Once Peter witnessed God's power to heal, Jesus began shaping that power within him. Through his life of devotion, Jesus showed Peter the power of living with mission and purpose. Jesus never allowed his own ministry to remain hidden or passive. Though Jesus did not seek fame, he faithfully carried out the will of his heavenly Father, even to the cross, where he gave his life as a ransom for all. His entire ministry embodied his declaration, "For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many." Mark chapter 10, verse 45. Jesus' obedience showed that true greatness in God's kingdom is found not in glory or position, but in humble service. Peter's awakening and curiosity were developed quickly by his proximity to Jesus, an important example for us to follow. Gradually, Peter came to see that God's call is not only a rescue from sin, but a calling into purpose. As Paul later wrote, "Who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our own works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began." 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9. Peter taught us, by his faithful example, to be redeemed in the gospel age is to be given mission and purpose in life. Even amid opposition, Jesus pressed forward in his mission, strengthened by faithfulness to the mission and purpose God set for him. As Peter matured in faith, he too would learn that strength is to be found in living a life filled with purpose. Through these experiences, he learned that spiritual authority flows not from status, but from a surrender to God's will. This truth remains vital today. God is not only the architect of our salvation, but he also gives us a calling. In a world that mistakes slavery to sin for freedom, Peter's journey reminds us that true liberty is found in serving God and in living lives shaped by his eternal purpose. Learning to discern and desire Christ. Another central lesson in Peter's journey is how he learned to discern and desire Jesus. When the Lord gives a command that challenges human nature or surpasses our understanding, how will we respond? Will we shrink back or let our spiritual desire compel us forward to seek deeper understanding? The narrow way often challenges the flesh. Even sincere believers must learn that natural reasoning is insufficient. Faithfulness requires us to desire Christ's leadership above our own instincts. John chapter 6 presents a clear example of this test. Jesus declared himself to be the bread that came down from heaven and taught that his followers must eat his flesh and drink his blood. John chapter 6 verses 41 and 54. He spoke not of literal bread, but of faith in his sacrifice, the ransom price he alone would pay. He sought to lift his listeners' minds from the temporal to the spiritual, from admiration of miracles to recognition of his true identity as Messiah. Yet he reminded them, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them." John chapter 6, verse 44. Only God can open a heart to such truth. Peter, who had already witnessed Jesus' power and glimpsed his purpose, would now vocalize an important truth. Jesus alone could speak the words of eternal life. While many abandoned Christ that day, unable to accept his words, when Jesus asked whether the disciples would leave as well, Peter replied, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." John chapter 6, verse 68. Peter did not grasp everything, but he trusted the one who spoke. We face the same test. When Christ's call conflicts with our natural desires, where else can we turn? Peter teaches us that the Good Shepherd goes before us. Therefore, we follow, not because we understand every step, but because we have learned to recognize his voice and desire him above all else. Peter's faith lesson. Once we learn to discern and desire Christ, our growth does not end. It progresses deeper. Peter experienced this in Matthew chapter 14, verses 24 through 33, when the disciples' boat was battered by a storm and Jesus came to them walking on the water. Terrified, they cried out, but Jesus reassured them, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter responded, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. At Jesus' simple invitation, come, Peter stepped out of the boat and walked toward him. But when he saw the wind, fear overtook him, and he began to sink. Even in that moment, Peter's instinct was right, as he cried, Lord, save me. Immediately, Jesus reached out, caught him, and brought him safely into the boat. Peter taught us that Jesus' power is matched by his willingness to help those who call on him. We learned the same lesson in our own spiritual awakening. We were sinners, dead in trespasses and sins, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, deserving of wrath. Yet Hebrews chapter 2, verse 11 tells us that Jesus is not ashamed to call us brethren. The contrast between who we were and who we are now should never be minimized. No matter how respectable our past, Scripture makes clear that apart from Christ, we were lost and helpless. Our consecration, the moment we cried out for deliverance, is our own echo of Peter's plea, Lord, save me. The more fully we acknowledge our weakness, the more clearly his strength is revealed in every step of our walk with him. Peter's unique desire to understand. Peter's desire to understand Jesus was a key element in his journey towards spiritual awakening. He was not content merely to hear Jesus' words. He longed to understand them. This is powerfully evident in Matthew chapter 15, verse 15, when Peter's desire drove him to ask Jesus to explain his teaching that it is not what enters the mouth that defiles a person, but what comes out. By asking a simple question, Peter opened the door to understanding. Jesus answered, saying, Whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly, and is cast out into the draught. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. Verses 17 and 18. Peter's desire to understand gave Jesus the opportunity to explain his words, which in turn brought Peter closer to Christ. A similar desire to understand is essential for every believer. The psalmist prayed, Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Psalm chapter 119, verse 18. Paul explained that the natural man cannot understand the things of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. And the prophet Jeremiah shared God's promise to answer us. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. A desire to understand holy things is sanctifying. It draws us closer to God and feeds the new creature that is growing within us. Discernment is essential, since simple curiosity is not by itself holy. The flesh often masquerades ambition and pride as inquiry, as seen when the Pharisees questioned Jesus simply to trap him. Matthew chapter 22, verses 15 through 17. A sincere spiritual desire to understand draws us toward Christ, encouraging humility and obedience. By contrast, fleshly curiosity can lead to self-exaltation, controversy, and sin. We must ask ourselves, is my desire to know God simply curiosity, or is it a genuine longing to draw closer to him? A true spiritual desire to understand flows from a heart awakened to Christ. As Peter discovered, the greatest satisfaction is exploring God's truth, understanding his purposes, and allowing his teaching to shape the heart. Just as defilement flows from within, so does a deep longing for God. This approach leads not merely to knowledge, but to transformation and deeper communion with the Savior. Peter's epiphany, his hope becomes truth. All of Peter's questioning, boldness, failures, and breakthroughs led him to spiritual clarity. His growth is remarkable, not just because God guided him step by step from a fisherman's net to discipleship, but because of what his awakening ultimately revealed. As he walked with Jesus, Peter witnessed divine power and love firsthand. from healing his mother-in-law to the woman who touched the hem of Jesus' garment, from observing Christ's devotion to the Father amid opposition, to stepping out onto the storm-tossed sea in faith. Peter's experiences sharpened his discernment, deepened his desire for Christ, and nurtured a holy desire that drew him closer to God. He was learning to recognize Jesus for who he truly was, the Son of God. When Jesus asked, "But whom say ye that I am?" Peter was ready. With clarity and conviction, he declared, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." This confession was not the result of human reasoning or insight. Jesus affirmed, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." Matthew chapter 16, verses 15 through 17. Peter's recognition came by divine grace. We too are recipients of this same grace and guidance. Like Peter, we were drawn from darkness into light, not by merit or intelligence, but by God's loving hand. Our understanding is a gift, a testimony to our Father's patient work in preparing hearts for deeper understanding, faith, and obedience. Peter witnesses a glorious vision. After Peter confessed Jesus as Messiah, his spiritual eyesight sharpened. Like eyes adjusting upon waking, Peter began to perceive Jesus with new clarity and glory. Though a fuller understanding would come only after Pentecost, his confession prepared him for what followed. Soon, Jesus took Peter, James, and John up on a mountain, Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 through 13, where they witnessed a scene surpassing natural awe. Jesus was transfigured, his face shining like the sun, his garments gleaming white. Moses and Elijah appeared alongside him, and a voice from heaven declared, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." Overcome, the disciples fell on their faces until Jesus bade them rise. He instructed them to speak of the vision only after his resurrection. Peter, having affirmed Jesus as the Son of God, now glimpsed Christ's future glory and God's kingdom to come. This vision mattered deeply to Peter and would strengthen his faith. Here, Moses and Elijah represented the faithful who would inherit the fleshly and spiritual promises to come. Yet Jesus surpassed them in brilliance. He was the glorified Christ whom Peter had confessed. The transfiguration marked a milestone in Peter's awakening. It affirmed his earlier confession in Matthew 16, foreshadowed Christ's glory, and became part of the man Peter would become, complemented by restoration. John chapter 21. For us today, our own awakening begins when the Spirit opens our eyes to Christ as Savior. Though spiritual, this vision of His majesty can sustain us amid life's distractions. Like Peter descending the mountain, we must guard this revelation, tune out worldly noise, and nurture a deep, abiding spiritual hunger, so that the awe and glory of Christ remain luminous and sustaining in our hearts. Conclusion: the importance and impact of Peter's awakening. To recognize Jesus as the Christ, the Son of the living God, is the greatest revelation a believer can receive, an awakening from fleshly sleep into spiritual life. God opens our eyes, awakening the soul, creating a longing that only He can satisfy. This revelation calls for stewardship, pruning distractions, cultivating desire for God's Spirit, embracing courage, finding clarity in our walk, and spiritual stability in a chaotic world. Peter's confession marked a spiritual beginning, not an end. Though he did not yet fully understand, he was to be shaped into a true servant of God beyond what he could possibly imagine. So it is with us. Spiritual awakening leads to our transformation, the renewing of our mind, step by step. Let us be inspired by the pattern of Peter's awakening and curiosity.